You know, sometimes after a while, you looking at yourself in the mirror with a leather jacket on, and you see all those other beautiful people walking down the street doing their thing. They're all going to their jobs, and you're wondering how long you're going to keep spray painting resistance graffiti on the wall. You know, how long before you're going to actually just get a job? And isn't it kind of inevitable anyway that you're going to have to get a job and get a career and get a wife and have kids and kind of carry on? I mean, how long, Sean, do you really think that you're going to be able to keep screaming into microphones and talking to kids and talking about the internet and going off about cyber rights? And, I mean, really, at some point, you're just going to have to grow up. But then again, you've got the other side of that. You see, you got the other side where if you go in and you sell out like that, if you allow the world to kind of come in on you and press you down and eventually grind you away, it's not the big conflicts that get you. No, no, no. It's not the big people who come up and say, you need to be destroyed. And then there's a large battle. That's not it. It's the daily grind. It's every day getting up. It's every week getting on the air. It's every single time somebody opens their mouth and you have to try as hard as you can to make sure you can correct them in a way that doesn't get you arrested. Yes, that's the gradual grind of being someone involved with the cyber culture. That is a gradual grind every time to read every single license agreement, to hunt every day on the web, to get every single link that's out there. That's why you have to choose the clothes you wear, choose the food you eat, choose the kind of person you are, because it's far better to live the lie you want than the lie they give you. And that's what it is to be strong. It's not the big fights, it's the daily grind. And if you can stand up and keep on going every day, get up, breathe, keep breathing. That's all that matters. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
I was a latchkey kid, just like the rest of my generation. I never had much going on. I only avoided my parents because they were so fucked up. And then as the time passed, I got my hands on a computer. And after I got the computer for a while, it began to get a little stronger. Began to realize what was going on and what was happening. And after that, I began to realize that there's more freaks out there than there were normal people. And after all the normal people kind of realized that there's more freaks than them, then they started getting afraid. So then I started talking to these guys and organizing in large sections and groups and counterculture movements. And now I get to spew my guts out all over the radio every fucking week at Monday night, because my name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
You're about to listen to the Sean Kennedy Show on Rant Radio. Email your opinions to theman@rantradio.com or to themarian@info@rantradio.com. And now, here's the man, Sean Kennedy.
How's everybody doing out there in the Monday Night Rant Radio world? How's everyone doing? Yes, it's true. It is time for show number 22 of the Sean Kennedy Show.
Woo, 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 woo.
Walk, walk! Sergeant Major is my name. I'm going to teach you how to play the game called Walk Fair! So, I thought I'd get the show off. We got a lot of people in the RC tonight. Very, very cool. Very, very, very cool. I'm liking it a lot. Going through the RC. But before we go through the RC, let's just remind everyone out there that you are still, at this time, free to rebroadcast this, to copy it, to dub it, to put it on 8-track. Put an 8-track in your computer. If you check, they'll fit in the little bays. You can put it on that. You can leave it inside of old people's cars. You can put it on a tape, borrow the grandparents' car, leave it in the tape, and leave it turned up. You're able to do that. That's right, because they'll listen for a little while before they turn it off in disgust. You're free to pipe this into church music. You're free because they always put it through ghetto blasters because people know nothing about tech because, well, they believe in God. So, they don't really know much about that whole tech thing. No. Think about it. What was the last time you saw a lead hacksaw that believed in God? Is there ever, like, lead hacksaws for God? Lead hacksaws for God. I kick ass for the Lord!
I hack for God.
I hack for Christ. I am Jesus Hacksaw. Jesus. Jesus. I am Jesus. Jesus is like a He-Man pig, wasn't it? Going through the IRC tonight, we've got Naughty Cripple God.
Naughty
Cripple God. I swear to God. At the end of time, it's going to be me and Smokehouse. And he'll be going, you know, you still fuck me up, you know. You never do anything right.
there's me, which I should probably change my nick. Let me change my nick.
Yeah, what are you?
Nick. I was Sean Syking. Sean Syking.
Syking up.
Getting ready. I'm so angry.
There you go.
We got Snake, Abadubi, Alien Binary, Oral Sex, Sarusa, Countersink, Creature, Croty Robot, Delamorte, Disturbed, Decker Case, ECSM, Inosian, Freak, Frozen Fox, Gorka, Griffin, MM, Guardian Super Chicken, Hybrid Theory Tacos, Id Fungus, Infoloop, Jordas, More, K16, Arg, Kadath,
Hey Kadath,
Kaxler, Kings, Kokini.
Kokini,
I don't think we've seen them before. Leshek, Lentium, Misconduct, Mr. Echo, Nodial, Norse, Professor, Go Dude, Pyra, Sirdark, Sparky, Test Subject, The Bug, T-Night Transistor, WS Ninjas, Zandad, D-Day Species, GM Martin, Lady Wolf, Bastard Guy, Dead Sun, Duel, and Fuzzy. Oh, I like Fuzzy.
Hey, Fuzzy.
Fuzzy's cool. So,
and Norse is our affiliate over in the Netherlands or wherever.
Oh,
rebroadcasting.
He's
the
a
show
naughty bang. He's a naughty Viking god.
Yes, that's right.
They're over there, like stacking and pillaging, listening to my rants. I should do like a Norse rant just for all those. You know, because it'd be great. You know, we should get like. I think that that's what they should do. They should just, you know, take all the hackers and put them in big Viking war canoes and we'll just go like sack and pillage and shit. That'll be great.
Oh, that'd be
should
great.
Should give you a quick.
Real pirates.
That new rant that I just played is from the professor. If you notice it, it's called the professor, and a lot of people go, "Why the fuck is that called?"
Yeah, if you want to download it like later on tonight or something, it's called Professor. So look for it.
It's called Professor. That rant is actually kind of funny. It was inspired by the professor because of something that happened on the weekend. See, on this weekend, I went out and I went to a pit bull pulling competition because everyone knows getting a wog dog. My wog dog is half pit bull, half Presa Canario, and the people at the pit bull pulling competition were really concerned about that. They're like, "Geez." That's kind of scary, you know? There's a steroid ape with this massive dog with a 9-foot-wide head going, "Oh, your dog sounds dangerous." And I'm like, "Well, yeah. Hello, pot, this is kettle." Anyway, so, but yeah, it was really funny. I didn't expect these people to react so strongly. And it just stands to reason. Dog people, dog breeders are fucking weird, man. Like, they are weird fucking people. Dog breeders are strange. But anyway, it was a Sunday, and it was really, really sunny this week. It was like the first real hot day this week was this Sunday. And I'm going to go to the pit bull pulling competition. It's like out in this field, as you can imagine, and there's all these, you know, like there's no cover anywhere, okay? This is just like grass, mowed short, and the sun beaming down with all these people and dogs and crap like that. And so I show up, and I'm wearing my desert pattern chocolate chip cookie camouflage shorts.
Yeah.
With my really cool shirt and a shoulder rig and my brand new sunglasses that Ronan Matic bought me as a present.
They're beautiful.
Well, if anyone wants to know, I've actually, I should remind me about the sunglasses, Tim. I'll tell that story after I do
the story of that later, okay.
Yeah, but what it is that, so I'm dressed like to go to, you know, fucking Burning Man, okay? That's the kind of shit I'm wearing because it's warm. It's really hot. So I go pick up the professor. Now, the professor is the definition of goth, okay? He is what goth is, okay? It's amazing how goth... I'm sorry. When you're from Europe, you live on the Isle of Skye, take black and white photos of haunted churches as your job, okay? you know, like, on one scale of one goth, there's the Backstreet Boys, and on the other side of goth, there's the professor, you know? And, you know, even like seriously,
Backstreet Boys are on the goth scale.
Yeah, that's number one. That's okay. Number one. The least goth.
Ungoth.
Ungoth. And then you have like monster truck goth, which is the professor. But anyway, and the professor comes outside. I'm shitting you not. Okay, it's like 25 degrees outside. Which would be like what? Like, what would that be in American degrees?
200.
It'd be like it's the surface of the fucking sun. Okay, and he comes outside. He's wearing a black felt fedora. Okay, he's wearing a long sleeve lace up black shirt, a black overcoat, black leather pants, a black belt, and this is like thick leather pants. Okay, the black, you know, heavy buckle, you know, classy buckle thing going on. A pair of the biggest set of fucking New Rock boots they make.
He's black, y'all.
He's black, y'all. He's got the whole thing, and he's geared right out. He's not wearing gloves. Okay, I'll give him that. And he's got his tripod, and he's good to go. And I'm looking at the guy, and I lost 5 pounds in sweat. And I was standing there, and he's out in front of his house, and he goes, I look at him, and I go, "Dude, you know, don't you think you're a little Aren't you worried about being hot? You know, aren't you going to be hot? Like, everyone's going to say, are you hot? I mean, you're going to get that, like,
from the sun.
You're going to get that, like, 10,000 times a day. And he goes, no, I'll be fine. And I'm like, dude, don't you think, like, you know, why are you dressing like that, man? Why are you, you know, it's sunny out here. Aren't you just throwing some shorts? Come on, you know, like, leave it alone. You know, wait till sundown and shit. And he looked at me and he said, Sean, sometimes it's better to live the lie you want than the lie they give you. And I thought, damn. You know, and it's times like that that I want to give people credit for what they deserve. Because that was killer. So the presser is the shit. So if anyone ever wants to know the story behind that rant, what inspired me to come out with that rant.
Suffers for his art.
That would be the professor. Yeah, the professor is good. The professor is holy. If you wish to contact the professor, somebody post the professor's ICQ number in the IRC. Anyway, on to more serious things. What the fuck happened last show? I don't know what's going on with that, but there was some kind of, like, static that came in, and there was voices on it, and I'm a little bit pissed off about that, actually, in all seriousness, and if there's people responsible listening to that right now,
because, I mean, the static before, we could hear it. This one cut us right off.
Yeah, and, you know, streamjacking is... Not cool. I mean, guys, we're on your side. If you're a bunch of lead hacks who are trying to get a name for yourself by jacking my show, not only is it a bad idea, but it could potentially be dangerous because I've got some really crazy fans. So just don't fucking do that, okay? Just, you know, we're all cool. We're all on the same side here. Just, you know, and if you did it, great. You don't have to, like, you know, fess up or nothing. Just don't do it anymore, okay? Because I don't know what you're trying to do or whatever, but, you know, we're all on the same team here. Go fuck over some Scientology show. All
right? It's right in the middle of the dog story. Maybe they're getting bored. I don't know.
With my dog? With my dog?
I don't know.
The hell you say. Getting back, this show is mostly going to be about feedback. Lots and lots of feedback. I'm getting huge mail from people, which is cool. Very, very cool stuff. I'm really happy with the amount of feedback I get, especially from the UK. Wow, it's like... UK going nuts. And
are we going to play like what Smokey and I worked on to try and figure out what the static was?
Oh, did you guys do that?
Yeah, Smokey and I got together and...
I haven't heard this.
Like
actually, no, Smokey sent me something, but I don't know.
There's it's like words or voices or something in there. You can make it out if you mess with the audio.
Play it. Like, maybe we can, I don't know, fucking find out
well,
what's going
Smoke,
on.
Well, Smoke did one, and I did one. So we're going to play Smoke's first, and then we're going to play mine. And maybe some people can make more out of it than we can. But,
and if anyone has any idea or any information, if you can email us about this, it's either info@rantradio.com or, you know, yeah, hand sign. Yeah, no kidding. wow, who's Griffin? Hand sign. That's interesting. No, it's just because ScientologyIsGay.com. What the fuck was I going to say? Oh, yeah, if you've got any information, please message us. TheManAtRantRadio.com.
Dot com.
Here we are. ManAtRangern. ManAtRangern. So, yeah, check that out.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, so if someone could let me know what the fuck that's going on. Sim, can we get something that doesn't sound like I'm having a rave during my show as the background? It's like, yeah. Like I should be having those glasses that have like the little lights on either side of my head. I'm just like, woo!
It's
woo.
Very up music. It's energetic music. I mean, what do you want? You want some Beethoven?
I'd like some energetic music with some substance. Is that so much?
Okay, I'll find some different music.
Okay, find some different music, because that's some gay shit. Okay, I mean that gay in a slanderous sort of way, not in the actual homosexual sort of way.
Oh, okay.
Now, from Stu, the mad Aussie on the loose in London, George with Aussie accent. This is his email he sent me. Let's see if I can do this. How powerful legit radio station in London. We got his pirate radio and huge in London, which is actually no shit. This is how this is written. We have three links to what we're going to post, which Sim is going to post. So fuck you, cowboy. I should lobby my local British MP to put the smack down on Canadian colonists. Heck, the Poms still own Canada. And I do boob ya if that Australia becomes a republic before my suffering under the yoke of another monarch. Man, I remember my dad telling me the shit that went down with the Queen's right hand wanker is all the ruling problems. Oops, off track now. Go him Nazi! Wah! Stu's two tasks for tonight. One, finish this bottle of Lagavulin, best damn Scotch whiskey in the world. Two, finish you bottle of Goshu Blue Sake. Sake and whiskey. Ooh yeah! 2.5, dump some front 2.2 on a mini disc. 2.7, fix bugs in playing Leisure Suit Larry on low save in my emulator. 2.8, go to work in the morning and say hi to girlfriend over toaster.
I'm sure that made no sense to anyone.
Well,
that's quite the accent. It's probably how it originally sounds, though.
Yeah, that's, I've heard the guy. He sounds like that. He sent me a video email, but I destroyed it. Honest. Anyway, it's very cool. Anyone who's listening from overseas, by all means, send me fucked up bad English emails. I enjoy it.
There you go. Get some Wumpscut in the background, then.
Oh, Wumpscut's better. Yep. Anything's better than fucking, you know, the original human beatbox. I mean, it's just fucking bad. From Rick. My man, Rick. And what's wrong with naked chickens anyway? Pigs used to have lots of fur, but you don't hear complaints. Selective breeding, you say? Well, that's just another form of genetic engineering. Do you think that your potatoes are facsimiles of the first spud pulled from the ground? Or is your corn the facsimiles of... Or is your corn the same cob, the original Mayas of Native America? Of course not. The problem is obviously how to knit sweaters that are compatible with the chicken's environment, socially acceptable from all farm animals. And I swear to God that Canada is the only place in the world woozy enough to have some idiot from the government-funded committee pour tax dollars into debate on barnyard fashion for today's poultry. If you're confused, so am I. And I'm sure that some bureau of fuck is going to suggest that that there be a bill law implemented to ensure that chickens of all stripes do not have to suffer indignation and prejudice discrimination just because of the way they look. This is because of the last show where I was talking about how in, I guess, Norway or Sweden or some shit, they... they actually bred chickens that don't have feathers, which I think
yes.
is super fucked up. The email continues. Fuck! We consume. That's what we're called, consumers. When the lab techs and mad doctors figure out how to grow chickens with without bones, I'll bet they'll all be complaining with. I'll bet all the complaining will be stifled by kebabs and mumbling like, when do you think they're going to get to the cows? Rick's a fucking cool guy.
I'm sure they'd love to grow chickens and cows in big vats.
I'm sure they would. You know, it gets rid of that whole
animal rights problem.
Animal
it's
rights.
Not a it's not an animal anymore.
It's an animal.
It has no heart.
You're a
brain.
Baseball glove. Get in the fucking box. Get in the styrofoam. Robert Doodle. I remember Prophet Doodle. Remember Prophet Doodle?
This is awful. Would you like it?
Oh.
This is...
What do you mean it's awful?
It's rancid.
Have you mixed the Dr. Pepper with it?
I don't want to wreck my Dr. Pepper.
Try it. Just try it. What we're drinking tonight, and you can drink it like this too at home, is you go buy yourself some of the small bottles of... if you don't want it, I'll have it. But, like, if you're just...
I mean, if it's really good
well,
with the Dr.
You're
Pepper,
a big selective
I really
pussy.
Don't like it.
You know,
it.
In the end of... You know, when the
it's
bomb
nasty.
Drops, Sim, and you and I are trapped in here, I'm going to kill and eat you. You know that, right? Because I'm a meat eater, and I'll live, and you'll fucking die.
I'm grain fed.
You are. You're one... Sims is good eating.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you should put that on the wall card. Cannibalistic.
Humans contain all the essential nutrients that humans need.
Yeah, that's right. If I eat your whole body, though, I have to eat your whole
true.
Body. Anyway... where was I going with this? The drink of the night.
Yeah.
What I did was I took Dr. Pepper and I took Jolt Espresso. It comes in those little shotgun-sized cans.
Beware.
And you mix it, you go half and half Dr. Pepper and Jolt Espresso. It actually tastes pretty goddamn good. So I'm really, really pleased about that, you know? That's the drink of the night is Dr. Pepper and Jolt flavor.
I'm not pleased.
Espresso flavored Jolt.
I gave Sean mine.
Yeah, but he's a vegan. He's a vegan.
That makes me special.
Look at him. He's 10 pounds. You know, he barely lifted the can. That's why he's not giving it to me. Okay. can't get it. Well, aren't you drinking that? The glass is too heavy.
I can't. Can you lift it for me,
Can you
please?
Lift it for me? Can I have
Put
a straw?
It up to my lip.
Can you bend the straw for me? Thank you.
This straw's hurting my lip. Can you put a little brace
on it?
Can you
put a brace on it? Prophet Doodle gave me a rocking reference about my dog, and so did Mr. Temple, the Uber Dog Link. You see, because
the Uber Dog Link.
The Uber Dog Link. My Uber Dog is a type of molossus, or moloss, or molossor, or something.
Molossus.
There's the link. Post the goddamn link.
Oh, that's interesting.
And if we jump on there...
We're going to go there, too. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to go there, and if you hit the CNN site real quick, Sim...
Which one do you want to go to?
Well, go to CNN right now.
Okay.
So here we are. Here we are. Holy shit. A nuclear bomb has just dropped in Pakistan. Oh, my God. They've started to drop bombs in Pakistan. A nuclear explosion has just gone off.
Oh, my God. You may or may not be able to get to CNN.
You may or may not be able to get to CNN because they've started nuking people.
It loaded a bit slowly.
There's spelling mistakes on the page. You want to hit another page, Sim? Holy shit. Okay. There's been at least three nuclear blasts in India and China. Holy fuck.
How many dead does it say there?
Looks like
estimated.
They're estimating in the 2 to 4 million dead. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wait. No. No. We're wrong. Never mind. That was just, that's a wrong page.
Wrong link. Sorry.
Wrong link. Sorry. There's no nuclear war. Mr. Temple also sent me, is also part of a band called Devil Monkey.
Cool.
And while you're out giving me, while you're checking out, Devil Monkey is very, very cool. Now, he sent me a link for Devil Monkey, so you can check this out. And what he does is he pokes, we're all about poking fun at music, especially the really lame stuff, how easy to come up with your own tunes. And all this stuff is totally free, so anyone like anyone would pay for it. So Devil Monkey, www.devilmonkey.150m.com. So go check that out.
That is loading really slowly.
Which one? Devil Monkey?
Devil Monkey, if at all. We'll just leave it sit there for a while.
Oh, I think it's links down.
So maybe later. You can try that.
Maybe later.
Later.
Sorry about the nuclear bomb joke there. Maybe that was bad taste. But
was it bad taste? I don't know.
I thought it was funny.
Mwah!
John, you fucking sucksores! only faster guy. I totally bought that. I did that last night. I jumped in the RFC.
That was so good.
I jumped in the RFC and I'm like, guys, nuclear war has just broken out. It's like 1 in the morning. I couldn't sleep. Eh? I jumped.
And everyone's not in their straight frame of mind, right?
And they're all like, what? And then everybody who joined the IRC, everyone starts playing along and they're like, oh my God. Ah!
on that note, we got to tie into this.
Oh,
I promised somebody this.
Oh, okay. What
okay,
we got
new WoG the Gathering game cards.
Nice.
So here's the link in the IRC, and we're going to go through them. The new ones here, some Sean hasn't seen.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
Okay, so let's start with...
Oh, what's that? I haven't seen that one.
Which
summon,
one?
Summon Super Chicken.
Oh, okay. That's a new one.
XX is WoG's power and toughness are each equal to the number of WoG's in play. Puts
1/1 little pissed off chicken into play, represented by a token. Cluck cluck, motherfucker.
That's awesome.
Seen the smokehouse one?
I've seen the smokehouse one.
Okay, and Vampire this morning.
I've seen Vampire this morning.
Here's some new ones, probably.
There's why is there two summon
Vampire? I got to get rid of that one. Sorry,
oh, okay.
I did this just before the show. 41st Anti-WoG Brigade.
Destroy
two black cards and turn it. Destroy target WoG creature. WoGs intelligent. Now who's gone mad? Destroy them all!
Brainwashing ass clown. That's awesome.
And this is another WoG dog.
Another WoG dog. WoG dog cannot be tapped until 5 turns until play after Duke of Indonesia's play. That's awesome because I couldn't pick up my dog for 5 weeks. That's why that's so... That's like,
it's like, so this dog is a Texas alligator crossbreeder raised by the Duke of Indonesia who was a fucking elder sign on his chest?
Mm-hmm. So sad. Oh, we got some new ones here.
Summon Misconduct.
That's Misconduct?
Yes.
Summon Misconduct.
This WoG power is the same thing.
Oh, okay, so it's another WoG.
Conformity is just a poor excuse for not having a personality of your own. And we have a Rant Radio card. All creatures in play get +5/+5 when this card is deployed. Every creature gets this upgrade regardless of race, color, gender, sexual orientation, or magic color type. Fighting corporate rule.
Nice.
And we've got another WoG dog.
Another WoG dog?
Yeah, summon Elder Marked Haxor dog. Sean's dog gets +4/+4 when Sean Kennedy is in play. And then the same...
Nice. Oh, nice. Shovel enhancement. And that's a fat shovel. Who did that? Looks like a Nixter thing.
I think that's a Nixter one.
Yeah, Nixter's the bomb.
Any creatures that wields the shovel receives a +6/+0. Additionally, the creature gains first strike. I got no time. You just do this one.
I got no time for you and your fucking stupid little plans.
That's from your rant falling chair. Right?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
They fucking hit you in the face with a shovel. Nuke scare. Nuclear scare. That's awesome.
Pakistan got nuked. That's right. This is what we just did. We have a nuke scare. That's awesome. Causes all enemy players to stop for 3 whole turns and go check CNN or turn on the evil TV.
That's
awesome.
That's why I had to tie in. You see
nicely done. Then there's Uber Wall Card, Summon Boondock Saints. Okay, that is a holy, holy card. That's awesome. +2/+2 bonus for every non-wall card to play. We're sort of like 7-Eleven. We're not always doing business, but we're always open.
We're always open.
Yeah. Summon Mecha Sariat. +2/+2 bonus for every non-wall card in play. You have to start thinking about the big picture here. Sariat ICQ log. Summon 40-foot vampiric oak tree. Sure. Nature log. Vampire oak tree must target may target any creature.
Not the face.
Not the face, random Scientologist. And then summon Domokun.
Domokun.
Yeah, Domokun can be tapped as soon as it is played, but it may only defend for the first turn it is played. What the heck is that thing? Oh, cool. It's Japanese.
Random fanboy.
Random fanboy.
And that's the new one. So I got a bunch from Kokanee and some new ones to Neuralize.
Is Kokanee Sariat's contact? Is that the guy who sent it?
I think so.
Okay, because I didn't know. I didn't know his.
He's in the RC tonight. So.
Yeah, is he okay? Because I didn't actually know what his online handle was. If you guys are sending me stuff, don't give me real names, okay? Because what if I go to jail? I don't want to take a whole bunch of people with me.
And you do too.
But the nuke scare is fun, huh? That was a good one.
Yeah,
I think I'm the first person to actually do a nuke scare because it's such horrible taste. You know, it's really
bad. Sean.
It's just bad taste.
Come on.
You know? Oh my God! I can't believe that.
I can't believe you did that.
Where's
you closed your amp radio?
No, I didn't close. I think I got booted.
Oh, you were. You were kicked by Naughty Cripple God.
Ass! Ass! I'll
get it for you.
There. I'm pudding. Blank pudding. Anyway.
There you go.
There we go. So, yeah, it's always good fun. Nothing beats a good nuke scare to keep you awake on a Monday night.
Duck and cover.
And everybody's all, you know, upset about that. They're like, ah! Teenage Sam, you're lucky I'd be driving to beat the living hell out of you both. Oh, come on!
Come on. Give us some slack here.
Cut us some slack. Nothing like a good nuke scare. Think about how good the rest of your week's going to be.
Compared to that.
Look, there's no nuclear war!
Yay!
And that breakfast cereal you're going to eat tomorrow morning, that's better than any meal that you or I will ever taste.
True.
I don't care. I think it's beautiful. And don't laugh at me. Don't laugh. Because there were certain people in the IRC who knew I was going to do that.
And they didn't tell
and
you.
And Smokehouse was one of them, and he didn't fess up, so he's just as guilty.
Guilty.
Anyway.
Back on
to the show. From Coppertop, who I was glad to hear from, here's a quick review of biometric security systems and how easy it is to defeat them.
Have fun.
This is a wonderful link that shows you how to get past fingerprint sensors, things like that. And I was down at my local Princess Auto, actually, and they were selling fingerprint scanners.
Very cool.
Yeah, for $50.
$50. That's
Quite affordable, actually. Comes with the software to hook it up to your computer.
Really? So you can program it, get the fingerprints
in
there.
Yeah, do your
nice.
Shit. Yeah, I'm thinking about picking one up, actually. Just
very
for shits and giggles.
Nice.
Very cool. Very, very cool. They're pretty easy to defeat, though, as...
just cut off the guy's finger and scan. No.
Well, you can do
heat
that.
Up in the microwave.
Well, these guys are a little bit too, you know, Linux pacifist for that. I mean, you know.
Oh, okay.
Templar Knight would be out there, you know, scooping people's eyes out with spoons and shit.
Does this one work?
Why don't you let me in this fucking room? You know, I can't hack his computer. I'm just going to go to the house and cut the guy's fingers off until he tells me what I want to know. It's kind of circumvented. I mean, you know, I'm cutting his fingers off. If he doesn't talk, I just go hack his hard drive.
Yeah.
Special shouts to Kokanee. That was his name, so we're not going to say his real name.
There you go, yeah.
Because we're dynamically. And shouts out to Sean, who sent me a cool Xenu drawing. This is a different Sean, not this Sean. This is a guy.
Not you?
Yeah, he sent me a cool drawing
of
myself and Xenu, which was very, very cool. Thank you very much.
I'll try and have that up for next week or during the week, and you can take a look at all the
You can't even get
drawings.
The fucking New Year's Eve show up.
Sean!
Where's the New Year's
look,
Eve show?
Look, I got the Walk
Where
the Gathering cards.
Oh, okay. That'll shut him up, eh?
Oh, yeah, for at least a minute.
You are fired.
So
the Dead Kennedys are currently touring Sans presidential candidate and ex-lead singer Jello Biafra, which means that they're not really the Dead Kennedys. They're a bunch of sellout fucks. The legal spat between the band and Jello caused fans to create boycott shows opposite Dead Kennedys' concert, or, in one case, to put Jello back on stage with the band. Video of Gelatinous Salt here, which means that these guys went...
they made Jell-O. Made some red Jell-O, went to the Dead Kennedys concert and threw Jell-O at the band.
Threw it all over the band.
Now, not really to get involved with a lot of political and politics and shit like that. It's just Jell-O Biafra is a big, big hero of mine. And sometimes, even though you may not have agreed with... I had a chance to talk with Jell-O personally, and I asked him, I said, dude, you know, like $50,000 was what Levi's was offering. You know, U.S., five digits.
Help them out a lot.
You know, $50,000 to put Holiday in Cambodia in a Levi's video. And he said, no, I don't agree with Levi's. I said, dude, it's like $50,000, though. And he's like, I don't need Levi's. Fuck Levi's, is what he said. And I was like, wow, man, that's really real. When you're willing to say no to $50,000, like, dude.
I was out of tape at that point.
yeah. Sim still.
Got a lot of tape, but not that part. That would have been just nice.
Maybe I should find a better cameraman. Ooh, that was low.
Yeah.
That was low. Okay, give me, were you going to post that action?
Wasn't even my camera back
then. It wasn't my camera. It was not my fault.
That was like 3 years ago.
I don't know. Okay, would you post that Axis of Evil link? Did you post that?
Yes, I did.
Did you?
At 2042.
At 2042. Well, according to your computer.
So Jell-O says no, so the band sues him for it.
Yeah, which was bullshit. I'm a big fan. Sometimes you just got to back the guy you believe in. And I believe
and the good thing was they didn't get that album with that song on it.
So you know what?
That's the only thing that Jell-O kept was the first album and a couple 7-inches. They got the rest of the Dead Kennedys library.
Well, good. Fuck them.
But they did not get that song.
Nicely done. So, yeah, I don't know. They may have won the battle. I think Jell-O probably won the war, though. I mean, it's kind of a stalemate, so it's kind of cool. Halftime music time. We got some cool stuff for you guys.
Already?
You betcha.
Holy cow.
You betcha. 8:42, baby.
Yep.
High energy show. What are you getting ready? Do you have your stuff ready? Do you know what you're doing?
No.
No idea what he's doing.
I know what I'm doing.
You suck!
I'm just not ready for it.
Look at all the people we got in here. How many people are listening right now? I want to know how many people are listening. Somebody go and post how many people are listening. All you have to do that is go to the Shoutcast.
Type in Rant Radio for the search.
And you'll see how many people are listening. We've got like 63 and
75.
75? Wow, that's a pretty good listenership.
That's not bad.
Holy crap. Very, very nice. Very, very nice. I wonder how many people are going to, be listening to this in the archives and go, there wasn't a nuclear bomb.
I don't remember
I don't remember a nuclear bomb. What are you talking about? We did get some really cool footage. By the way, getting back to that Pitbull pulling competition, I went down there. I got some really cool footage of some dogs with 9-foot-wide heads. The dogs were just crazy. And friendly? Holy crap. I've never seen a nicer bunch of... Joe Deathmore. Sim, play my sound for Sean.
I'll try and find it.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Play
my sound. Okay, guys, couple of things right off the top. First of all, if you want Sim to do stuff, don't send it to him on a Monday night because he's busy, okay? Send it to him the day after the show.
Ask me about it at least a little bit before.
Yeah.
Come on.
During the show, it's amazing that I'm even watching the RSC after the wig out I had about 3 episodes. So, you know.
Okay, we're ready.
Are we ready?
We're ready.
So check this out. We got some good stuff for you, and we've got some fresh stuff for you, too. So here's Rant Radio. Come at ya, baby. So, I'm cruising around the internet doing my thing when I come across a website that talks about, you know, these two guys in Las Vegas who were watching these two derelicts beat each other up, and so they thought it'd be a lot of fun, a great amount of fun, to max out their credit cards, go into the bad sides of Las Vegas, like there's a good side to Las Vegas, and pay the homeless people to beat the living rat fucking shit out of each other and pull out their teeth with pliers, all for the entertainment of America. Isn't this a fantastic idea? What? What's wrong with you people? At what point did we all become Little Caesars, okay? At what point did we all just decide that we were going to take advantage of the exploited peoples of our nation? What happened to bring me your own watch, your unwanted? The Statue of Liberty is not part of the American Gladiator trial, okay? It doesn't work like that. You're supposed to look after these people, not film them killing each other. It's a pretty sad state of affairs when Sean Kennedy becomes the voice of reason and morality in America. What the fuck is going on, man? This is bullshit. I'm
bullshit. Gonna play this song on a tape every 4 minutes. Every 4 minutes, another tape goes out the door because another sick piece of shit wants to go and watch a homeless person kill another one. Why don't we try to help them? Why don't we try to educate them? Why don't we make sure that they get the medication that these people need, want, probably should deserve? All right, but other than that, no. That's better. Let's give them spikes. That's a better idea. Or we fuck. This kind of thing makes me absolutely crazy. I can't believe that these assholes are out there selling tapes. And when I see someone wearing one of their shirts, I think that they're scum too. My name is John Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Motherfucker, 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 lose your care.
Always commercial free. You're listening to Rant Radio.
And this reminds me. That reminds me of something else. Who was it? Wildcard was talking to me a while back about this new recruiting program. Sir Dark just posted it to me and reminded me of this. The Army is using video games to recruit people. You can get a free video game.
Perfect, isn't it?
Yeah. Am I the only one who sees the problem with
this? You're playing war already.
You're already playing war.
Why not upgrade to the real thing?
Hey, war. Hey, war. You don't have to be war anymore. Jesus is here.
Jesus is here.
That's a little bit nuts. Yeah, so there's a link there that I just posted in the... in the RC, you can check out. No, you.
Is it in there?
Every time I say I'm doing, I never do anything, Stan.
See, the thing is that you just put that in the Word document. I don't have that in the Word document.
Oh, copy. Okay.
There you go. So you have to do it.
Oh, well, no one tells me this shit. Well, why aren't you keeping up with this?
There we go.
There we go. Now you can go and check it out. That's a bunch of stuff going on there about video games for recruiting. What a great idea.
You can download them for free off their website. They're free.
Right. Now, interesting, I got a really cool email from a guy named Bastard Guy. And Bastard Guy's in the house tonight. I'm really glad that he's there. And it's just cool. It's always cool to hear from old listeners who have been around forever. You know what I mean? Like Smokehouse and those guys. I always love hearing about it. But it's really cool when you get the fresh and everyone's like really excited because they've just heard of Rant Radio. And
they're like, wow, this is amazing.
Oh, this is so cool. And he sent me this email. I stumbled across Rant Radio because Apple includes it as part of their metal hard rock category of internet radio sites and come bundles with their iTunes app.
Metal.
With their iTunes app. I first heard an edited rant and immediately fell in love. He heard an edited rant. I'm interested. I wonder if that was...
I don't understand that.
I wonder if it was like something he downloaded from the Apple site. If so, I'd like to know more about that.
Yeah.
So some of the dudes at Apple must still be good old-fashioned hippies and hacksaws, which I'm sure is the case.
Yes.
My friend, whom I shall name Scooby...
Scooby.
Are always trying to pester the Scientologists here in Toronto.
Oh, this is great. I love this letter.
We've gone in and taken their case, knowing all about them. I've stumbled across uni.net sometime before I heard of Rant Radio and became obsessed. Today we walked past the Church of Hubbard / Dianetics Foundation near Young and Bloor when a younger sucker handed me a flyer and said, "Hey, want to check it out?" And I responded with him without missing a beat, "No thanks, I'm with Xenu." Scooby, being of a slightly less subtle nature, simply screamed out, "I am one with Xenu!" while flailing about, which apparently made a few of the pamphlet givers chuckle. We continued on our merry way, albeit with a few looks over our shoulder for good measure. Yes, because thanks to the Fair Use Clause, which is spoken of in their doctrine, they can kill you. his job, I'm a graphic designer / illustrator, who will be sending you WOG stuff soon. Ooh, WOG stuff! For now, you can check out...
WOG stuff!
For now, you can check on my online comic, The Bitter Couch, which will feature a Scientology-themed issue next weekend.
Do we have a link for Bitter Couch? Or
no, he didn't give me a link.
Can somebody find that?
Find the Bitter link. We don't need links. Links? We don't need no stinking links. We got the world's most powerful WOG search engine.
Wow.
Until then, you've got WOG in me. WOG Mecha Pilot 041179. Yes, another satisfied WOG Mecha customer.
That's right.
And if any of you have received your WOGs, which a lot of you are winners, you've already won.
That's right.
And your mechs should be arriving just after the show tonight. So feel free to write me stories about how you have been able to destroy Scientology, take over your neighborhood, loot, pillage, all that good stuff. Especially from foreign countries. If you've been able to dominate foreign countries and take them over with your mecha that we've sent you, please, we'd like to know about it. You can email us at theman@rantradio.com, but be sure to send a carbon copy to info@rantradio.com so Sumerian can get it, because he'll actually do stuff with it versus my one simple line answer.
Thanks,
to your
man. Send.
Thanks, man. You rock. Send.
I write two lines.
Do you?
Yeah.
But you do it at, right after they're like they're no longer interested because they're like 50.
I go, "Thanks, man, you rock." Something relevant to what he wrote.
Yeah, something relevant.
Then I send it back.
Yeah, that's the Rant Radio flowchart. Incidentally, just in case you guys are wondering, I really do appreciate that. P.S. This is again from Bastard Guy. I found a What is Scientology book and used it at a used bookstore for $8.
Woo! What a deal.
I will be rewarding my coffee table some new material soon as I can rent a forklift to get the thing home. Yeah, the thing must be just ginormous. What the hell is that?
This is the comic.
Oh, Psycho Crusher!
Psycho Crusher. Well,
wow.
I don't think we're up there yet, but anyway.
Wow, he's got talent, though. Look at this art.
Nice colors.
Very cool.
Mm.
Very, very cool. Looks like an office space kind of thing, like these two guys who... Oh, it looks cool.
Yeah.
Maybe you can have us on their computer or something, or we can, like, try
That's
to sell
right.
them.
They're listening into us
or
something.
Yeah, they can listen into us or something. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. I think I'm going to have to read this entire comic. It looks very fat.
Well, there's only 7 episodes, so it should be pretty simple to catch up.
Yeah, but still, that's
stuff.
A lot of work,
yeah.
dude.
Oh, yeah, I know.
One of these days, I'm going to have to bring in the comic I drew when I was in high school. Yes, for the hardcore.
The hardcore.
Back when my very first group that I started.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I was over at a friend's house on the weekend.
And
he dug up the very first film that I ever did.
Shut up.
15 years ago. Yeah.
Did you beg him on the spot for it?
It was stop motion animation. And I had my camera with me. So I filmed it. And
you filmed,
I've got it on film.
You've got a pirate copy of your own film from 15 years ago?
That's
you have
right.
a fucking problem. You know that. Right?
Like you, big, big problem.
Are you on medication?
I'm off it now.
You should be. You know, Jesus.
I should go back on it.
You should go back on your medication. Naming of dog from Jake in San Diego, which I normally don't use people's normal names. But
but it's only Jake.
It's Jake.
I mean, there's 3 Jakes. You'd have to phone, like,
I could name my dog Jake. Naming of dog Jake.
Yeah, how'd you like that, huh?
Huh? The name of the dog is, let's see, some of the names he's got. He's offered me here. Gnaw, Nog, Nog Blog, Analogous, Fish, Lurp, Lurch, Lunk, Plunk, Chunk, Dunk, Monk, Dunk, Billow. And there'll be more later. A special shout actually goes out to Sariette and his buddy Kokanee. Who I'm really, really pleased with, because, I mean, Kokanee was the guy who's never even met me, and he's doing, like, this wall guard shit. I mean, he's another guy who's brand new, and it's... It's about circulating art, it's about circulating ideas, it's about getting people communicating with each other, and art should be free. I mean, you know, if people are selling art and original artworks, I agree with that, but one of the best things about what we do here at Rant Radio is because it is free. And what's going on with Tariff 22? What's been happening with that, Sam?
Tariff 22, well, we are gaining steam and a lot more support on the webpage, which is nice, and I'm going to post that right now as soon as I go back to it from the comics.
Yeah.
Like, got full deep in the comics here.
There we go. That's what happens.
Get way too far away from it.
So, yeah, Tariff 22. For those of you who do not know, Tariff 22 is a...
The Canadian equivalent
evil,
of CARP.
Yeah. The
if
evil
you know about CARP.
CARP. And what is like, for pretend I'm an idiot. I know
well,
it's not hard.
I'll tell you about Tariff 22.
Sure.
The people in Canada, all the music is run by one company, which is called SOCAN. It's managed by one company. They take in all the royalties from all the radio stations, anything to do with music, broadcast on television, radio, anything. and they take all the money based on how much your songs are played, and then they distribute out the money to all the Canadian artists, and they even give the money back to artists around the world because everyone's just tied in through SoCan. And
wow, this sounds like a lot of bullshit.
Big conglomerate. Well, in practice, it makes sense.
In theory, it makes sense.
In theory, it makes sense. But in practice, it doesn't work. Hmm. What they want to do, they have no rules on internet broadcasting at the moment. And what they want to do is bring in rules on internet broadcasting.
Hmm. And that's a great idea. And along with those rules, of course, is money.
Money.
Which, you know what's fucked up? Me and the professor, we were doing some filming, right? In the park. A park government employee with a pair of hedge trimmers walks up to me and goes, "Excuse me, do you have a permit to film?" And I said, pardon? And he goes, permit. You need a permit to film in the park.
Really?
And I said, yeah, really. As I thumb my hand over my my handy-dandy Crawford Casper CRKT special.
I thought the park was a public place.
Yes, but you need a permit to film.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't believe that. Actually.
No, I swear to God, it's true. The guy told me. He was actually a really cool guy. I started talking about Burning Man and convinced him to go and a bunch of shit like that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I brought him over to the dark side. But like, he was just doing his job. Like, you don't kill the messenger, okay?
Yeah.
These people, he didn't give a fuck. He was just like, I got to tell you guys, okay? Don't be mad at me, right?
Don't film, wink, wink.
Don't. Well, no, he didn't say, he didn't stop us. He just said you should get a permit, otherwise, you know, they can try to give you tickets and shit. And, of course, they'll charge you for that permit to film in the park. Yeah, no shit. I'm just like, fuck you.
You're not allowed to film our trees.
Yeah,
they need royalties from it.
Yeah, fuck the park. You know, whatever. It's just queer.
So, okay, back to this.
Yeah, Tariff 22, sorry.
It boils down to two things. They wanted you to keep track of your listeners.
Right.
Which is a big pain in the ass, one thing. And the second thing is, well, do your listeners want to be kept track of?
Yeah, pirate internet radio. Let's keep track of our listeners. Wait. Narc!
Wait,
no, I don't think
nobody
so.
Nobody will listen then.
Yeah, narc! Sorry.
And the second thing is that for every listener, every month, it costs a quarter.
Ooh,
that's cheap. Oh, no, it's not. I get about 5,000 unique listeners a month, which boils down to about $1,500 a month for Rant Radio.
Ow.
And how much money do I make on this, Sean?
Well, you best not be making any, because I sure as fuck aren't making none. So, and if he was making some, don't worry. You know, I'd know about it.
I make a big zero.
Yeah, we all make a big fat donut. You know.
I lose money because, you know, I buy equipment, microphones, mixers, computers, upgrades.
You betcha.
Keeping everything running.
Yeah.
Remember that hard drive failure? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Keeping everything going. So,
and we don't want your money. Don't send us your money.
No.
Okay? This isn't a plea for cash.
No.
We're just letting you know that... You know, it's bullshit.
I don't have 1500. We don't make any money. Therefore, what's the conclusion that we'll have with Rant Radio? It goes away.
Well, that's what, you know, some might come to that conclusion.
That's what they want to do, possibly.
Yeah, it's all about survival, and Rant Radio is not going fucking nowhere. But anyway.
What we're doing about this is we're setting up an information page about it.
Oh, okay.
So that people can learn about it, and I post it in there and see that.
To toot my buddy's horn here, Sim has been the one leading the fight on this. He got posted on 2600. You know, I mean, come to think of it, we're pretty much internet, little dirty internet gods. We're dirty internet, we're naughty internet gods.
That's right, and it's gaining some steam here.
Right on.
We've got 9 letters sent in so far.
Oh, right on.
That means
that there has to be 9 responses sent.
So far, I haven't gotten any. And probably none of these people have gotten any responses.
By law, they have to respond.
Yeah,
and it has to go through due process. So if everyone listening right now, there's 85 people listening right now. If you go to the page, you can see the address. If you've sent one already, send another one. Just print it out, put it in another envelope, spend another 46 cents, and chuckle as you drop it in the mailbox because you're fucking with the government. Giggle at the state. Okay?
We've got lots of news stories posted. And
especially if you're from overseas.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you're overseas. You guys in the UK, you know, crazy odds. Aussies in London, send it over, dudes.
A lot of those letters are from overseas, actually, still.
And really?
Yeah, and it's great having support around the world because it shows that
people are listening
to a Canadian product.
That's right, and it's...
Not just Canadians listening to Canadian
products. Which is good for our economy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
We'll say that.
Yeah, it's good for the economy. Shut up, it's good for the economy.
And we've been posted on 2600.
Buy it.
Karushin, Vancouver Independent Media Center.
Nice.
Geek News. Lots of places, lots of websites have put up
2600
twice.
Really?
Yeah, we're on it twice.
That.
And we're seeing if we can get an interview on 2600.
Oh.
Because we got some inroads there, and.
Oh, you're probably going to be the one interviewed though. They won't want to talk to me.
we don't really want Sean on this stage.
Yeah, we know about cult, and we don't want Sean near 2600 at all. That's not even a little bit.
It's not 2600 the radio show. It's off the hook. It's tied to 2600.
Is the 2600 radio show. But
they like to separate themselves. But a lot of people have put the banners on their sites, which is awesome. So there's lots of things you can do.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. But the most important thing, you teenager in your bedroom thinking
stand
you can
do. Still laddie.
Stand still laddie. You have to send your letter. You must send a letter.
Listen to the sound of my voice.
Email it and send it by real post. We got 3 weeks left, people.
Snail mail rules all. Okay, snail mail is king. All right, email's nice, but it's very easy to go deleted. Okay, don't do that. Just snail mail. Snail mail is king. They have to do that shit. They have to respond to that.
That's right.
Okay, moving right along. What do we got here? We got from Transistor. Hello.
Transistor.
I was wondering if you ever come across any really cheap AR head-mounted displays, or a place that could make a custom one for cheap in large quantities. Yeah, no kidding.
How large quantities are you talking?
Well, no, he wants to get like head-mounted displays and stuff like this, and he's given a link, which is you will be able to post.
Excellent.
Which is for Jabberwocky, and it talks about head-mounted displays. Now, everyone knows, if you've been listening to the show at all, I have like a 10-foot boner with a head-mounted display on the end of it for wearable computers and anything to do with them. I think they're like pretty much the coolest shit ever.
Ever.
So, now, if you want to have a... for details on wearables, okay, there's a link that we got that's going in the RC right
there. It's there.
And that's called digiman.org.
Do we need to go to it?
Which? We don't need to.
Okay.
And then there is reviews of various head-mounted displays at a site called wearcam.org, head-mounted displays, and they give you reviews of head-mounted displays. So if you want to make an intelligent decision based upon that, you can do that, okay? That's going in the RC as well. Now, I think it was either last show or the show before, somebody will post it in the RC here, but there was a show I did which was about virtual reality, and on that I listed a bunch of sites.
Oh, yeah.
The one authoritative site that had every head-mounted display ever even thought of.
Take you years to get through that one.
Yeah. But the cheapest ones out there, dude, is from Virtual IO Glasses, the display, and I mentioned that one as well, and I was talking about the new product they were coming out with. I can't even remember the name of it. But it was.
You mentioned it last?
Yeah, I mentioned it on the virtual reality show.
Okay.
And whichever episode that was. But augmented reality and virtual reality, the gradual merging of worlds, this is what's coming down the pipe. You just wait for it. So very, very cool. So if you want to check that out, but the cheapest ones available are from the website itself that makes the IO glasses. You're not actually... You used to be able to go to the... eBay and on the web and stuff and look at it and you know be able to bid on 3DFX and get it for a good price, but now it's cheaper to actually buy them because they don't make them anymore. So don't buy used, because the technology is coming faster now, so you wind up paying. You may as well wait because next year the X visor is coming out from Integrated Intelligence Systems. I was going off about that too, and it's sub $500.
It's like buying used computer parts.
Yeah,
it's not worth it.
If you want to talk about a fat head-mounted display, go to Integrated Imaging Systems Technologies, I think is the website. Check out the X-Visor. I covered it all in my virtual reality show. It's very, very, very sexy. Very, very cool.
I got an email.
Sorry.
Into the microphone.
I must speak into mic.
From Blanca from Scotland.
Ooh.
And... he says, at about 4 a.m. this morning, I finally finished listening to all of the SKTFM Rat Radio episodes back-to-back without stopping.
Don't do that. It's not healthy.
It hurts your head, people.
Yeah, like, there's guys who download all the rants and do that shit, too. I'm like, God, I can't do that. I get, like, nosebleeds and shit. My wife couldn't do that shit.
Oh, anyway. My God. She gets enough of you, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, you know, she kicks me out of the house and I wander over here.
Been listening to them all while revising for college exams.
That's great. Good way to study.
Inject you a little swear words in between.
Fuck! Fuck you! Fuck your corporate state! Shuggy! Fuck you, Shuggy!
He's going to send you and get you checked out for Tourette's after you finish your exam. It says it's been like 2 days plus. Yes, that's what it all works out to. 2 days solid.
Oh my God.
Of shows if you put them back to back.
I can't even do that. I can't stay awake that long. I guess I'm too intense or something.
And you can tell he's been listening to the shows because the next sentence starts off, it's all well and good, but straight away, after finishing listening to the final episode, I turned on the national speech-based radio station and was fully expecting to hear Sean swearing his head off for some reason. Must hear Sean dribble twitch.
It's the coolest thing when people overseas tune into the show. And
I know. It's just really interesting how, like, a different perspective outside of North America, how they take our view on the world.
Art Bell was talking about that shit, too. And there's also been some stuff been blurted out about on shortwave. You know how many white supremacists have websites? You know how many white supremacists have shortwave radio stations?
Wow.
And they blurt their shit about the Jew menace and all this kind of shit. And it's just hogwash garbage.
It's probably really surprising how many there are.
Oh, fuck.
Because if you're not
amounts.
Into a certain culture, you don't know about it.
Exactly.
You're completely blind
and
to it.
And the hacker subculture, the cyber culture, is where it's at. And that's why it is very, very important that, like, let's say everyone within the sound of my voice, there's what, 80 people listening right now?
Yeah.
If everybody listening got one other person to listen, we doubled our listenership. Bang.
Yeah, wow.
And then we just repeat that. So get one person
over,
to listen. Everyone listening, get one person to listen. Give it to people. Hey, check this out. It's really cool. Get your favorite episode you thought was funny.
Yep.
Or create, you know, chop it up. Make like the best of. The best of what the hell CD is a hilarious CD.
Yeah,
and
really
can it still be downloaded? Can they still get
it? Oh, yeah, it's on the FTP site.
Okay, so.
Along with all the new rants, with all the intros, I put them up finally.
Yeah, Sim put a killer new intro, which I'm sure you noticed on that.
And if you listen to it 10 times, you might be able to catch all the layers.
Yeah, he's been doing like bomb stomp kind of stuff. That's just been like crazy, crazy stuff with the mixing and that. Sim's really getting talented with that shit. And it's really cool because I've had people message me saying that, you know, they wouldn't even be into music mixing or art if it wasn't for the station and shit.
Oh,
and
I know.
It's very cool, you know?
It's nice to get people going and doing all this stuff, like inspirational, something to use their talents for, right?
Yeah. Maybe like, one day I'll die and a lot of these people come to my funeral. I was thinking about that. I was thinking about my funeral the other day.
Interesting.
Yeah, it'd be cool to have an IRC at my funeral.
Yeah, so people can, like, tune in and
can, like,
comments.
Log in and say stuff.
It's like a wedding sign-in book, except it's, like...
Yeah, like a virtual funeral, and you have a stream and everything. It'd be kind of cool, you know? Only mine's going to be a cryonic suspension chamber, and people could, like, post
logs. So it's not really a funeral. It's more of, like, Sean's going to sleep for a while.
Yeah, exactly. Well, because I'm not going to die. Fuck that. This whole death thing...
Sean will just be reincarnated over and over.
I'm not being reincarnated.
Well, not really, just... brought back to life, I guess.
No.
After you're fixed up? No.
I'm just enhanced, man. I'm just enhancing myself. So what if...
Putting on the new arm.
Well, what, you don't call me Sean reincarnated every time I wake up in the morning.
I guess not.
No, it's just
put on the new arm, like in Star Wars.
Don't talk to me about Star Wars. My name is Boba Fett. You have killed my father. Prepare to die. Fuck off. Bullshit.
You liked it.
I did not like it. I thought it was garbage. Thanks for coming out. It was a shitty movie. Hurt and Love Story.
Oh, yeah.
I could have written a better
rolling
script.
Around in the grass.
Oh my God!
It was beautiful. It was the music and the,
I would be checking my
laughing.
I'd be checking my lightsaber like it was a flashlight. Okay, is this thing on? Click, Zort.
We got jacked again. Apparently,
what?
Kokanee just. Well, I just looked at the links. I'm really busy, but 21:04. Kokanee says stream jack alert.
Did we get jacked?
It looks like that was.
Can they hear us now?
A little while ago.
Are you hearing us?
Hello.
Well, they're
still on, I guess.
No, there's people talking about funerals and stuff.
Okay.
Well, Pete, Big, and Sim.
I guess we'll just
Sean
have
be the
to,
Uber Satan. Yeah, sorry, guys. We don't actually look at the RC a great deal.
A bit busy.
During the show, so...
Sean's talking, and I'm queuing stuff up and getting links and...
Oh, okay, well...
Back to bake time.
Okay, well, after the show, we'll go back over it and see what's up.
Fuck!
Next show...
How are we gonna...
Guys, if... this is obviously a trend. This is what, the fourth show in a row?
Something like that. Third or fourth.
Though. Okay. I'm sure somebody out there knows some hackers or something.
How we can trace... If people think about how we can trace this down or something.
Yeah, if somebody could get people online...
Or how they could possibly even do this.
Yeah, because this is bullshit. I don't know of any way, because we're running... Like, we're not fucking stupid here, okay? Sim is employed quite well in the IT field, and I'm not exactly, you know... Like, we make a lot of jokes about me being a Luddite and shit, but I'll go a few rounds with anyone in the security field, okay? And, this is fucking crap.
Mm.
I don't know. This is,
Okay, well, just
whatever. Okay, back to the show.
Do the show. Don't give them the time of day.
All right. Recommended media. Now, Transistor sent me a really cool link. Okay, from a this is neat. This is so cool. People refer to me to books, and this is a book called "Burning All Illusions" by Dave Edwards. And here's the link. And I'm sure Transistor, they're in the RC right now, I believe.
Yeah.
Transistor can post the can post that. It's very, very cool. since you're looking there, see, I crashed the race car on Monday.
Oh, great. Oh. Did you get some pictures? You had stickers?
Chunk Monkey.
There's pictures.
Yeah, I'm just going to the page now.
Very nice.
We're looking. La-di-da-di-da. Oh, my God. Chunk Monkey.
I don't see our pictures.
No, it says rantradio.com, I think.
Is it?
Subaru, something like that. He crashed.
Yeah, oh, well. That's pretty scrapey. Yeah.
Pretty scrapey. Well, I'm glad you're not hurt. Anyway, I'll lend my steel to the defensive. Okay, what was I talking about before? Oh, yes.
The book.
The book, yeah. This is a very cool book. There's different reviews of it, but it's talking about how, essentially, the media is fucking the world. And here's a link on Amazon, so you can, you don't have to buy the book from Amazon. You can just
steal this book.
Steal this book. Well, don't steal it, because the author...
No.
You know,
send the author some money.
Yeah, send the author bucks, and go from there. So that's your recommended media for tonight.
Cool.
Okay. And
what was it about? You know what the book is about?
Oh, well, go to the link. Go to the link. Transistor is posting an excerpt from the book in the theory.
Okay, and Burning All Illusions: A Guide to Personal and Political Freedom.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. It's kind of like No Logo, only maybe a little bit more of a bite. And they have excerpts from it, which you can view online there. And one guy posted to it and said, "Oh, it's a stupid book. It's paranoid and delusional." And everybody else gave it 4 stars. So
there's always an ace.
Yeah, there's always like some fucking twit. So
it sucked.
So it's kind of interesting. Episode 2 parody.
Ooh,
I like episode 2 parodies.
Especially making fun.
I fucking hated episode 2. God damn, did I hate that movie. Ooh, hated it. Time for another digital baptism. Dun, 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 dun. We got 3 this week.
Ooh.
And
we haven't had them for a while.
We haven't had them for a while. We got 3 this week. Okay. We have Morgana is now known as Wogwitch. Morgana,
Wogwitch.
I hereby decree you Wogwitch. Now, TYS, for everyone who's interested, was Train Yard Software. Now, that guy, I guess, he's kind of an interesting dude. he logged on and he logs, I think
very
he's logging
loyal.
In from work or whatever.
Yeah.
He's kind of a Lieutenant Major Zombie type.
But
he seems
you.
Like an okay guy.
We love
seems
them.
Seems like an okay guy.
Yeah.
I mean, we're here for those people, you know? So, TYS, you are no longer going to be identified as your corporate place of work, which is Train Yard Software.
Yeah.
TYS, I hereby name you Spudley. You are now Spudley.
Spudley.
TYS is now Spudley. Okay, and Punk of Evil? Punk of Evil is changing his name at long last.
I like that name.
I know, but it's changing.
Okay.
Punk of Evil is now known as Lich, and the I is a 1, just in case you're... Lich. L-1-T-C-H. Punk of Evil is now known as Lich, and that's how that works. Special shouts out once again to Sariat and his good buddy Kokini for doing all the groovy shit. And thanks to Bastard Guy for hooking that shit up. I mean, and the guys in Scotland and stuff. I mean, that's very, very cool. Very, very cool. I really appreciate that. You know,
love the emails.
Keep the art coming. Like I said, art is, you know, the strength of Rant Radio. Rant Radio is art. Art is Rant Radio. We can't have one without the other. It's very, very cool.
That's right.
So by all means, send in your art.
Art in any form.
It makes it, that's our payment, okay? That's why we do this.
Yep.
And it's very, very cool, especially if you're in another country. If you're sitting there and you're only getting, like, art out of this and you're getting our address, just send stuff with Chinese type characters. I don't know. Very cool.
Spell our name in your language.
Once again, you are free to distribute this show any way you want. You can broadcast it. If you own a shortwave radio, rebroadcast it on shortwave radio and tell us.
Rebroadcast like the guys in Sweden.
Yeah, rebroadcast like the guys in Sweden do. The Norse dudes. Norse. And that crowd.
Norse calls.
By all means, shouts to Norse. Thanks, guys. You guys rock.
Oh, yeah. They're actually setting up a stream for us, too. Rant Radio dedicated stream.
No way.
And also...
man, you can't top that.
And nextnet.net guy actually set up a stream for us, too.
Really?
A new one, yeah.
Holy crap.
So it's really helping out. Those
guys,
streams are really
helping. So cool.
So if you have, like, bandwidth at work, Yeah. That's genetic. That you can,
that you can hide and,
yeah.
and thieve. Thieving
but they won't notice.
Casino! Ooh.
Ooh, spy here. Ooh, ooh.
Very nice.
Ooh, some sexy bitch here. Click here to learn more. How about not? How about you want to do it? Watch this movie! Suck my ass.
Okay, that's the Star Wars thing.
Pop under as much. Anyway.
Mm.
So, yeah, Professor, Pastor Guy, Scottish, cool! Yes, the professor lived, because he's uber goth, he lived on the Isle of Skye in a sod hut and wrote waif-like poetry at the ferry bridge.
Sod hut.
Yeah, they live
made
in...
Made of sod.
No, they make them out of moss.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they make them out of moss, and he drinks whiskey made from moss called Talahasker. Anyway, and you drink this shit, and then you go hang out at the ferry bridge, and, you know, he's all down with, you know, the ferry people.
Down with the sickness.
Yeah, down with the sixes. And he's also, I'm not Scottish, that was different to him, but I love haggis. Well, we like vegetarian haggis. Because haggis is just fucking wrong. I don't care who you are. That's just a bad fucking idea, all right?
Who thought of that?
Who does this shit? Okay, and special call out if anyone... Oh, one thing I did want to do. We need business cards. Sam and I have been needing business cards for quite some time, okay? And we don't care if the business cards are the same or different. If they look totally different.
Give us some design.
Sim is like, you can have Sumerian, Leet Vegan, you know, or whatever. I mean, all these Wag the Gathering cards, it made me think, damn, you know, these guys should make one thing I was thinking about for a business card would be like a card with my name on the back of the card is a big warning saying, warning, you are now talking to Sean Kennedy. You know, I was thinking about one that interprets like, hello, I'm Sean Kennedy. And there's a bunch of hand signs like hang loose and fuck off and fist and stuff like that.
That would work.
This, you know, stuff like that. So it's like the ones that the deaf people hand out and shit.
Thank you. I need a dollar.
Yeah, thank you. I need a dollar. You know, and that kind of shit. So I think it'd be very, very cool. So we need business cards here at Rant Radio, and why should we do it when we can get it done for free from our...
That's right. We give this to you. You give stuff up to us. Please, please.
Wow, that's amazingly...
That was awful.
Yeah, that was bad. That was bad. Okay, guys.
Don't make them.
Okay, guys. Yeah, well, no, make them. Make them attend it to us. But, you know, I'm not going to try to bullshit you. We want, you know, cool stuff. But it's just Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, and Sumerian, or would you want to... Yeah, I guess it would have to be Sumerian, wouldn't it?
Whatever you want.
A Sumerian business card with your online name on it would be fat.
Yeah, that would be very cool.
You know, and I'm actually going to get them made up and shit like that. And if we're going to ship out any literature or stuff like that, we'll throw our business cards
That's
in there,
right.
And we can do that. And it'd be really cool.
Sorry, send it out to people who like order the CDs.
Yeah, exactly.
Just little bonuses wherever.
Yeah, I want to do stuff like that because that's what it's all about, right? It's very, very cool. So until next week, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for everyone in Europe who stayed up to listen. I don't know why they do because we rebroadcast.
You're crazy.
And now it's rebroadcast. It again through Norse. Very, very cool. But
yeah.
Until next week, guys, hey, remember
Wait, we have stuff.
What?
That Mecha Lab thing.
Oh, shit! I thought we were going to play that before.
We didn't.
Oh, okay, well. Yeah, let's play. This is cool. This is from Blanca.
We'll end the show with this. But.
Yeah, there's at the end of the show. There's a thing that was put up by Blanca. This is so cool.
It's really, really cool.
It's neat. And this was just fucking the bomb. And I enjoy it when people do like audio stuff, especially when they got the cool accents. Cool accents.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah. Or were they
you know,
from
like
Britain
Norse?
Or?
Norse. If you want to say something about Rant Radio or do a promo Rant Radio in different languages, that would fucking rule.
That'd
actually,
so
that'd
sweet.
Be really cool. We should do promos in different languages. If you know different languages, send us a WAV file or an MP3. MP3 would be better. Of you saying some really groovy shit about Rant Radio. Like,
my name is blah, 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 and I listen to Rant Radio in your language or something.
Well, yeah. No, fuck that. You can say Rant Radio owns all, or Rant Radio is the king of the universe, or
whatever you want.
That's the Scientology in Nordic.
Get in your language.
In German, get some good German. Rant Radio, Rattenbach. Schneggle.
I don't care if it's quiet. Just don't distort it.
Yeah, don't do any After Effects. Let Sim do that, okay? Because he's good at it.
Just plain blah blah blah.
Yeah, just blah blah
no
blah.
No distortion.
Blah. If you wanna do something cool with your voice, do it when you're talking. Like make like you're an industrial singer or some shit. Very, very cool. In traditional Scottish
especially
language.
Especially German Gaelic, people.
German, yeah, German is cool. German is hard.
It's not good. A Rant Radio.
So hang on and listen to what the Mecha Lab, which is just the shit from Blanca. Very, very cool, guys. And remember, until next week, where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to weren't never there. And where you are, well, that ain't no good unless you can get the fuck away from it. My name's Sean Kennedy. This is Rant Radio, and we'll see you next week.
Welcome to the Xenu Corp Station, where satisfaction of our customers is our top priority.
I may be interested in purchasing one of these robots from my home security system module.
The most excellent choice. And if you step outside.
Here you can see one of our experimental models currently just on sale in Vancouver, Canada. Bias number 1.4, Zero Corporation. I am Mecca number 007. Assigned to Final Test. Scientologist Detective.
The is not supposed to do that.
Step away from
the hall. Get down. Run, run!
Step away from the hall. This is your final point. Step away from the wall.
No, no, she, no, ah!
Scientologist terminated.
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared shitless 'cause evil abounds. Come join us.